You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli, and we are at Camden Yards. Big series, Red Sox and Orioles. Tough one for the O's on Monday night. Rick Porcello was maybe as good as he's been all year against this Orioles lineup, too. How many times this year have you really seen this O's lineup be kind of stymied the way they were?
Not often. And I think when they have, there hasn't certainly been many complete games that took less than 90 pitches, which is what Porcello was able to do. So Orioles manager Buck Showalter talked about it yesterday, the command. You know, the Orioles were striking out, but they weren't missing pitches that were outside of the strike zone. They weren't doing that much chasing. Porcello was just so in command of everything that he threw. He was dominant. When you look at the Orioles, certainly they've had games where they haven't been able to do much or they've left a lot of runners on base, but this wasn't the case. This was about Rick Porcello having a Cy Young year and the Orioles just really not being able to do anything about it.
So now the O's four games back, three games left in the series. It almost feels like these next few are, as far as the division goes, obviously the wild card is a different story, but as far as the division goes, they have to win two, if not three here.
Yeah, they really do. Obviously, it starts tonight with Kevin Gausman, who's been so good for them over the last five starts. And every game is important from here on out, but as you said, I mean, with the Red Sox, when you're playing each other, every game is just so important, and I don't think it's going to make or break their wild card chances. I still think at the end of the day they're going to get in, but certainly as a wild card team, you'd like to be that first wild card. You'd like to win the division, and that's still within their grasp here. They just need to get on a roll and get hot at the right time. That's really what it comes down to.
Talk about Porcello and what he did to this O's lineup. What Gausman did to this Red Sox lineup last time out, kind of similar when because both these lineups are so good.
Yeah, and really Gausman over his last five starts, 4-0, 0.82 ERA, shutouts in four of those outings. So he's been so good for them. He's really a confident guy. You see him kind of graduating from that young pitcher who shows flashes of this to a guy who consistently is giving the Orioles a chance to win. And I think when you get into late September here, the confidence that the team has behind you and the confidence that you have is just so big. This is such a game of momentum. And Kevin Gausman just looks like he's really evolved into that frontline starter for the Orioles.
A guy who maybe could learn a little bit from watching Gausman, just because lately hasn't quite been when he first moved to the rotation, as Dylan Bundy. I think the ERA 6.5, over 6.5 in his last seven starts. He says he's not tired. Is he telling the truth?
He says he's not tired, and the Orioles say that they don't think that's the issue. But it's interesting because this is the first time he's gone more than 100 innings since 2012. And when you look at young pitchers, there's not really a rule of thumb for how you handle guys with Dylan Bundy's past. So certainly he hasn't been as effective as he was earlier in the year. Is the league figuring him out? Is he getting fatigued? It could be a combination of those things, but they need Dylan Bundy to pitch well. There's no really good next option. They need for him to figure it out, and if not, then they need to take a step back and evaluate what's best for Dylan Bundy long term. It's just unfortunate that they're in this thing, they're in the pennant race, they're trying to get to the postseason, and they really need Dylan Bundy to continue to stay in that rotation. So you kind of have to balance that versus his long term health and what you want out of him for the future.
David Ortiz has kind of been on this farewell tour. He's gotten gifts everywhere he's gone. I don't think he's getting them here. Is that true? And I personally think that's fantastic.
I haven't heard anything either way. they might do some kind of ceremony, I would think. I haven't heard about a gift. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I know he's gotten places, other divisions. They were saying Toronto, we got a parka and other things. I don't know what the Orioles' plan is, if any. But I agree. I think it's kind of getting a little overblown now. Derek Jeter was one thing. I think most people can agree that with David Ortiz, he doesn't have a storied past in Baltimore. He wasn't an Oriole. I just don't know what the appropriate gesture is. And again, I don't know what they have planned for him on Thursday.
This is the we're coming up quickly on the five-year anniversary of the final game of the season, 2011, which was historic across the league. It was an unbelievable night of baseball, and one of the big moments of that night was the Orioles beating the Red Sox, keeping them out of the playoffs. That was really the last, I don't want to say bad Orioles team, but the last Orioles team with a losing record. It kind of propelled them. How big was that night and that win as far as this team under Buck Showalter kind of developing?
It was huge. They took it seriously, that job of playing spoiler. And I remember Buck that year, it was the year that he had kind of taken over. It was his first full season, and you kind of watch that team grow a little bit. And he played the games with the starters, and guys suited up and played through injuries just like they were fighting to be in the postseason. And I remember they celebrated that game. And I remember sitting in the press box watching what was going on with Tampa Bay. And it was really unbelievable to watch the way that whole thing kind of kept going. But certainly it kind of helped springboarded them for the future.
All right. It's great stuff as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.